Lenten Day 21, March 31st, the third Sunday of Lent in the veneration of the Holy Cross. As you bow before the flower-bedecked cross on the sacramental table in your parish church today, look carefully when you venerate it. Here is what you'll see. The traditional Byzantine iconography of the cross speaks volumes about the King of Glory. At the top, the icon made without hands is depicted. Two angels are looking upon the crucified Lord. There are those two angels again, as they carry the instruments of the crucifixion, the crown of thorns, the nails, the spear, and the vinegar-soaked sponge on a stick. The voluntary nature of Christ's passion is emphasized by his calm face. He is not painted as contorted with pain. The sun, moon, and stars are depicted, the sun at the Lord's right hand and the moon and the stars at his left hand. They remind us that they hid their faces behind the clouds and refused to give their light when they beheld the King of Glory crucified. Jesus' mother and John stand beneath the cross, and the blood of Christ flows from his feet over the skull and bones of Adam, buried on Mount Golgotha. In 2017, Father Jonathan Tobias printed a photo of the parish's beautiful outdoor cross. On it, he captured the meaning of the cross in a farewell retirement message to his flock in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He wrote, "For 14 years, I'd end up at the cross when I finished my lawn mowing because I wanted to finish at this point, because in my end is my beginning." Dear friend, take note. Let your beginning and end be the Holy Cross today.